Okay, David, was there anybody in your family with psoriasis that you can recall?
My immediate reaction is no. But you've just asked me that question. I remember a great aunt who I think may have had psoriasis, lived in Cardiff, and she ended up having to wear a wig. Now, whether that was to do with psoriasis or a different disease, I don't know. I mean, she died 20 years ago. But I can recall seeing this lady who was very sad about the fact that she had to resort to wearing a wig in her latter years. She had two sisters. One was my grandmother. I don't recall anything being said about them having such a problem. No information about my mother's natural father, because he was way, way, way back. And my grandmother married the second time, which would be irrelevant anyway. How long is it before Bill's tour of duty ends? Is it a couple of years?
2018,
yes.
Yeah.
And will you be things and so on and so forth? But I don't recall her having a skin problem. Nor my father, although he was an asthma sufferer all his life. And the only vaguely connecting thing I can recall there is I seem to remember seeing that he had quite a dry head, flaky head, but not telltale marks of psoriasis or eczema or anything like that. And in his last probably 10, 15 years, he died at age of 80, he developed these patches on his arm, which I have now got, if not inherited, but they are not, as far as I know, they're not linked to psoriasis. So why this has cropped up in my case, I don't know.
Do you know what triggered it?
I've no idea. You were talking just now before we started recording about some sort of trauma might trigger it. I can't think of any event that would be remotely connected. I cannot think of any connection whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of these things that you wake up one day and even if you don't notice a little patch, your spouse hopefully will say, "What's that?" And that's my first recollection of it, really.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the first appearance, I'm really guessing now, would have been about 5 or 6 years ago, possibly more, because one tends to underestimate these things. In my case, it just manifests itself with the odd little, and I mean little, patch here and there all over the place. But I'm touching wood, I haven't had the unfortunate experience of these patches sort of joining up and forming what might look like a bad rash or something like that.
Yeah.
Just little individual bits and pieces that erupt.
So how do you cope with it, David?
Well, when I first went to see my doctor, he prescribed for me, I think it's clobasterol, but the trade name is Dermavate. It's just a clear ointment which I just rub on and the thing quietens down and subsides. I mean, sometimes I'm not even aware that I've got a little outbreak until somebody else says, "What's that?" Other occasions I can feel a little itch or irritation on my skin somewhere, particularly on arms. And I then, perhaps if I can be bothered, I go and rush to a mirror and have a look, and there's a little pink spot and it's irritating, so I just simply go and apply some of this ointment. And almost every time it subsides quite quickly. So in that sense, although it's a bit of a nuisance, I'm very lucky. I don't suffer from it. I just have it now and then.
Okay.
Mr. Mild, psoriasis of Burnham.
Right. Can't get it to stop. Why is that then? You're 75 and...
Yes, I feel far less than that age. And I think it's very largely due to the fact that my wife is very good about her shopping and what we eat and avoiding things that we shouldn't eat, although we splurge now and then. But we eat lots of fruit, lots of vegetable, and have a very good varied diet. I therefore can't ascribe any dietary condition to the fact that this psoriasis arrived when it first did.
Do you eat dairy?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
A lot?
No.
Not too much?
No. No. It's on the subject of rosacea. I don't know if there is a link, but in my layman's mind, I think there could be a link with the fact that when I was a boy, I had bright red hair, pale, pale skin, and my parents fought tooth and nail to try and protect me from overexposure to the sun, mostly successfully. And I've maintained that approach ever since. I mean, I like to be out in the sun, but I try to ensure I'm always wearing a hat. The rosacea in me is just around the face. I don't know if other people it's elsewhere, but I can very quickly get a red nose and red under the eyes and red around the face. So I do try to prevent that happening, but it's very, very, very frustrating when you see other people tanning themselves in the sunshine and looking Adonis-like, and you're sort of covering up and feeling, frankly, embarrassed a bit and a bit inadequate, and you feel as though you're not a winner, you're a loser within that context. So, but yeah, in the overall order of things, what the heck does it matter, really? You got it to stop this time?
I don't know why it's doing that.
Mind of its own.
Yeah, no, there it's three.
I think it was a junior doctor once said to me that people who had had red hair often have what he called the Fitzpatrick syndrome, which effectively, as he put it, means you have one layer of skin less than everybody else. I've mentioned that to a few other people ever since I heard it, and nobody seems to know the first thing about it. Deviating slightly, in my case, when you get a certain age, I was told by my consultant that I've lost the scaffolding behind the skin, which means that I only have to just touch my skin on a rough edge of a door frame or perhaps a rose bush or something, and the skin just peels back and there's a bit of bleeding, and it quickly recovers, but you have to wait for it to recover. And if, like me, you're a bit clumsy and you're very much right-handed, you peel back the skin once, and then before the darn thing is fully recovered and disappeared, you do it again. So you end up with some unsightly patches on your arms, and then you feel you have to cover up. So people don't want to see what looks like nasty patches on your arms. The price of clumsiness.